It's Tuesday. We're talking rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody on 981, 2 and m.com.au.
What's happening with the local game? Bit of news around.
Yeah, there is. But first off the bat, you've got to talk about this wondrous experience, which is the Toy and Gift experience. Of course, if you want to wrap up a nice big egg and put under the tree there at the Regional Australia Bank, the branches throughout the Hunter and also into Tamworth, go for your life. Of course, the Regional Australia Bank is also part of the camp that's going to be on between the 9th and 12th in January in Armidale. So you can find out more at nationalrugbycamps.com.au. But great news, of course, we do have a board there for the Musselbrook Heelers, and it's great to see they're going to meet this month and be part of that experience.
Yep.
And we're going to mention that in a second as to what's happening with them. Also, of course, the Singleton Bulls. If you want to become a member of the Bulls, just go through their website, singletonrugbyclub.com.au. Very small fee and a very nice Christmas present for you. Also, great news for the Maitland Blacks as we talk about the Heelers in a sec. First off the bat, Dave Batty is putting together an academy for 15 to 17-year-old boys and girls, which is great to see. Of course, we've talked to you about in the past of Marcellin being the home of the Big Ladies Day there on the 30th of January next year, which is great to see. So that's going to be something that's going to be great for the sport, where Dave and his crew can not only look after the players as far as that age group there at Marcellin, but also on the way through they get the chance to look after the coaches, which is great to see as well. Also, Megan Peacock's looking after the experience there when it comes to ladies at Maitland Blacks, when it comes to putting it aside for next year's competition. If you want to get in touch with her, her number is 0428 601 046. That's 0428 601 046 when it comes to playing for the Maitland Blacks and the ladies. It's also on the Facebook page there for Maitland Blacks, so look out for that. And also, speaking of ladies rugby, certainly the Musselbrook Heels will be looking to do something when it comes to that with a new board, including the likes of Scotty Ormond, Lisa Buckley, the Chandlers there, and Mick and Linda. Steve Goodchild, Mick Hall, of course, Ellie McGavin, who's been pushing women's rugby fairly strongly, Mark Snow, and also Nigel Westaff. So hopefully we'll be able to get our women's side, also get some juniors up and happening on a Friday night there at Highbrook. You can find out more about the Heelers via their Facebook page, Musselbrook Heelers. But gee, there's a lot of clubs out there who are looking to get some stuff done. Of course,
yeah.
Singo has had a couple of weeks of Monday night trainings. Also, of course, the Blacks as well have been training. So people are hungry for the new season when it comes to rugby, and some really exciting times ahead when it comes to the game. You can find out more about our sport via hunterrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au. Also, when it comes to that, we do have a new development officer that should be appointed on Monday for that area, taking in Aberdeen North. So, interesting times. And, of course, as we've seen, finally, the connection between Newcastle and Hunter when it comes to seniors and juniors was solidified at Maitland on Sunday when we had the juniors and seniors training together there with the Wildfires experience. So all that stuff is looking fantastic for Newcastle and Hunter Rugby moving forward.
All right, let's quickly head overseas. What's happened with the Aussie Sevens?
Yeah, they swapped the coaches. So instead of having Tim Walsh coach the blokes, he's going to coach the ladies again. Of course, he was the coach of the side that won the Olympic gold medal in 2016 in Rio. And they've got the core of that side still there with Shani Williams and also Charlotte Kaslick. But some fantastic young talent there, including Demi Hayes, Rihanna Byers, and also, of course, Jocelyn Whitfield from Bathurst. So that'll be something for them to work out when they get into it in January. And John Mantelli, who's been doing the ladies' job very nicely for the last couple of weeks, he'll be doing the fellows there. So as we said before, big year in 2022 with the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, also a World Cup there in Cape Town. So we'll be looking for medals out of that, and you can follow what they're up to at rugby.com.au.
Last of all, the European Cup. What's the latest?
Yeah, great to see Sam Carter, a real leadership role at Ulster, where they rolled Clermont, which was a bit of a surprise on the weekend. Bath got absolutely smashed by Leinster, and also Munster took down a 14-man Wasps team, but it's been some pretty good rugby there considering the cold over there, and some of the French teams have got a little bit of a touch-up here and there, even though Curly Bill's Racing Metro did put a bit of a score on. So that'll be back on BN3 from Saturday morning, and of course that is Channel 515 on your pay TV if you've got Foxtel. But as you've said before, Bear, if you want to see the stars of Australian rugby, they're all playing in the European Cup.
Yeah, that's where it's at the moment. And if you want to find out everything that's happening with local rugby and a little further afield, you join us on a Tuesday when Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks, does. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Looking forward to finishing off the new year next week with what I think should be the 25 moving forward to the next test next year against England as we move into that in June. And also those some tidy up issues as the Waratahs play their first trial match on Thursday afternoon behind doors there against the Melbourne Rebels. So it's December and they're already playing rugby. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks, Weeksy.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you.